The Mishnah Pirkei Avos Parakei Mishnah Beis teaches us. Sarah Doris from Noach for Avram, me Adam ad Noach. There were 10 generations from Adam to Noach. Vaydia kamach erech apayim lufonov. To show us how much patience HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. Shekol Adoris hayim mechisim maboyim. All the generations were provoking, making HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu had no choice, kavayachol, at sheviyaleh mesmei ha-mabel. The Sefer, the Zayis HaBrocho, on Pirkei Avos, tells us that we find in this parak, particularly in this Mishnah, that the Mishnah focuses on the Asara Doiris, on the 10 generations. First the Mishnah speaks about the Asara Doiris, then the Mishnah speaks about the Asara Doiris from Noach to Avraham. What is so special, he points out, about the number 10? So he says, the Gemara Masechta Ksubos, Daf Ayin Hei, Amud Aleph, teaches us, Ger at Asara Doiris, a Ger until 10 generations, Mutba Mamzeris, may marry a mamzeris. The Gemara Masechta Yevamos, Daf Ayin Ches, Amud Beis, teaches us, Amre Shlokis, Mamzeris Acha Asara Doiris, that a mamzeris after 10 doiris is no longer considered a mamzeres. We see in many other Gemaras that there's a significance to 10 doiris. And since all of these Gemaras give this significance to 10 doiris, the Pasuk in Yeshayah, he says, the Pasuk in the end of Rus, when it speaks about the Yichus of David, from Rus to David, speaks about 10 generations. So when we speak about generations, the number 10 is quite significant. However, he doesn't really explain why is the number 10 so significant. So there's a very interesting piece in the Maral, in the Sefer Derech Chaim that I saw. He says that the significance of the number 10 is that number 10 represents a complete unit. What does that mean when he explains, when we say a complete unit? He says, for example, the first Mishnah of our Perek, Perekei, teaches us Basora Mamorois Nivra Olam. He says, what is the significance that there were Sarah Mamorois used to create the world? He says, because that represents all the different angles and all the different elements and all the different aspects that make up one complete unit. In other words, he's explaining that a unit represents many different elements. And all of those elements come together to make a Davar Shalom. And therefore, when the Mishnah says, Basar Mamaros Nivra Olam, what the Mishnah means to say is that all of these 10 mamorim were used, represent all the different components involved in creating a world. He says, we have in our perek a Mishnah that says, Basorin Nisyoinis Nisnasa Avram Avinu. He says, what does that mean? He says, they're all different types of tests that people experience in the life. And what 10 tests means to say that these 10 tests represent the different types of tests one could experience. And the Mishnah is teaching us that Avraham Avinu experienced all the different types of tests that a person can experience, and he passed all of them. Then he explains, the Mishnah says, Asor Nisim Nasol Avaseinu B'Mitzrayim. That too says, says the Maral, that there are different types of miracles. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he took us out of Mitzrayim, wanted us to experience all of the different types of miracles that one can experience. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He brought those 10 miracles, which represent all the different types of miracles one can experience as he took us out of Mitzrayim. The same, he says, that we know in Mitzrayim there were 10 makas. What's pshat? There were 10 makas. Each makah represents a different way for someone to recognize that Hashem Hu Elokim, that Hashem is our God. And the Mitzrim were afflicted with 10 different types of makas. And even though they were afflicted with these 10 different types of makas, they still did not come to recognize who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Similarly, the Mishnah says, Asar Nisyonis Nosa Avasenu L'Mokim. Our forefathers, Kaviyochel, tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu 10 different times. Again, trying to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as far as we could understand and explain, in his completeness and in all the different ways he manifests himself. And they wanted to test him. Or, the Mishnah says, Asar Nisim Nasul Avaseinu B'Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean? That there were different types of manifestation of the Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash. And the 10 different Nisim represent those 10 distinct manifestations. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to experience all of the different forms of Kedusha that the Beis HaMikdash can show. And therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that Asara Doris Me'adam HaNoach, there was a complete set of 10 generations, a complete set of generations that showed that if maybe, explains the Maral, in one or two of those generations, the people would have behaved, would have acted as they should have, then we can't say that there's a complete set, that there's a complete set of rishis. Only when we have this complete set of 10 generations, when no one in these 10 generations acted as they were supposed to act, then it's a raya that these generations did not deserve to survive. And therefore, the Mishnah says, Atche ehevi aleim esmei hamavet. I saw that the Sefer Chasdei Ovis explains that along the same line, because our Mishnah teaches us that when we speak about Avram Avinu, Asor Doiris Menoyach for Avram, Leidei Kama Erech Apayim Lefanav. The Mishnah teaches us that there were 10 generations from Avram to Noach. Leidei to teach us Kama Erech Apayim Lefanav, how much patience HaKadosh Baruch Hu had. Shekola Doiris Hoy Machisim Maboy, Achibah Avram Avinu V'Kibul Schar Kula. They were provoking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Sefer Chasdei Ovis makes an observation. He says that Avram Avinu, of course, was a tzaddik. And Avram Avinu, of course, deserved schar. But why did Avraham Avinu get the schar of all of these generations? So he says that if indeed during these generations that were from Noach to Avraham, there would have been people who acted as they were supposed to act, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have given Avraham Avinu his schar, but he would have given him only the schar that Avraham Avinu deserves. He wouldn't have given him the schar that all of the people from all of these generations, the kibbutz schar kulam, only because, as we just spoke from the Maral, that during these 10 generations, there was no one who acted appropriately. So therefore, Avraham Avinu was the only person that could get the schar for all these generations. And that's why the Mishnah stresses, Lo'idia kam erech apayim lefonov. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that ability to be able to determine that there's no one else deserving of schar. Kam erech apayim lefonov. Only lefonov. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make that determination. But then I saw that the Sefer Medrash Shmuel asks a question. He says, our Mishnah begins, Asar Doris Mi'odim Vad Noyach. There were 10 generations from Odom Vad Noyach. The idea came Erech Apayim Lufonov, Shekol Doris Hoi Machisim Aboim, Ache Evi Malayim Smei Amabo. And the way we've been explaining in our Shir, what actually happened here was a cumulative effect. 10 generations of people not acting as they're supposed to act. The result is that when you have 10 generations of people not acting the way they're supposed to act, what's going to happen is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring a mabul. But the question is obvious, asked the Medrash Shmuel. So why should that 10th generation bear the brunt and be the one to receive the punishment for all 10 generations that did not act as they should have acted? Shouldn't have they all shared in this punishment? So he says a very bechiddush. He says that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the mabul after that 10th generation, he says that the neshamas of all of the first 9 dairis were reincarnated. They had tchias ha-meisim, given them a chance to do tshuva, and when they, along with this 10th generation, did not do tshuva, he wasn't only bringing it on that 10th generation. He was bringing it on all 10 generations. All 10 generations were there, and all 10 generations were punished with the mabul. And he says that if you learn and look at the words of our Mishnah, it's actually what our Mishnah teaches us. He says, look at the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Asar doris m'noyach m'odem v'anoyach, v'idei kama erech apayim l'fonof, shekoha doris hayim machisim oboim, asha evi aleihem. The Mishnah does, when the Mishnah says aleihem, it doesn't just mean that 10th generation. Rather, what the Mishnah means with the word Aleihem, on all 10 generations, Aleihem, on all these 10 generations was brought the mabul, because otherwise it would be unfair that why should the 10th generation suffer for the sins of all of the previous generations. The Sefer Beis Halachmi says, if one studies the Mishnayis, the Rashas, including the Mishnayis in our Masechta Pirkei Avos, we'll see how every word in the Mishnah is so meduyik, is so exact. He says, look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Asara Doris Menoyach Veravrom. So the Mishnah speaks about Avram and Noach. Then the Mishnah concludes, Achabo Avram Avinu Vekibu Schar Kulam. So he makes the observation. The first time Avram Avinu is mentioned in our Mishnah, he's just mentioned as Avram. The second time he's mentioned as Avram Avinu. Why? So he says, beautiful pshat. Certainly, as Rashi says in Chumash, Avram Avinu was greater than Noach. But even though Avram Avinu was greater than Noach, certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to kaviyochel hurt the feelings of Noach. So what does he do? When he refers to Noach and Avram in one phrase, he only calls Avram, Avram. But at the end of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah is only speaking about Avram Avinu, and the Mishnah is not speaking about Noach at all, there indeed, the Mishnah could call Avram, Avram Avinu. Another shot that I saw in our Mishnah. And actually, there are different gersos, there are different versions in the exact wording of our Mishnah. Everybody agrees that at the first part of the Mishnah says, Asar Doris Adam Anoyach, Laidia Kama Erechapayim Lufonov, Shekola Doris Hoy Machisim Uboy. So the Mishnah uses the words Machisim Uboy. The second time, when the Mishnah speaks about the next generation, 10 generations, the Mishnah says, Asar Doris Menoyach Avram, many Mishnayis don't have, in this part of the Mishnah, the words Machisim Uboy. So it's interesting. Why? And if you really think about it, it goes back to the point that we just discussed. We find that Noach was saved. But we don't find in the Mishnah that Noach got the schar for the previous 10 generations. He was saved. Avram Avinu got the schar kulam, the Mishnah says. Why? So the simple pshat is obviously because Avram Avinu, as we spoke about, was a greater tzaddik than Noach. But he wants to suggest that although, as the Mishnah says quite clearly, the 10 generations from Avram to Noach, and from Adam to Noach, and the 10 generations from Noach to Avram were both sets of generations that didn't act properly. But the difference was how they did the Averis. Both sets of generations unfortunately did Averis. But the first set of generations, how did they do the Avera? The way they did the Avera was Machisim Uboim. They did the Avera, so to speak, with a geschmack. They did the Avera with great gusto and desire. Averas that are done in such a fashion, there's nothing good to be said about people that not only do Averas, but they do it machisim abon. So there's nothing left for Avram to take, for Noach to take a schar. So Avram, Noach, who was a tzaddik, as the Torah so testifies, was saved. But there was no schar kulam for him to take. The generations, however, he says, from Avram Avinu to Noach, from Noach to Avram Avinu, they were generations of the Mishnah says were generations of Averis. But they didn't do the Avera with Machisim and Boim. They didn't constantly try to do the Avera more and more. So they didn't survive. But there was some schar left. And that schar, Avraham Avinu took the schar kulam.